Although most life in tropical waters is concentrated around the coral reefs and the seagrass meadows, there are some spectacular exceptions. The desert of Bahrain seems a very unlikely place to find a crowded, bustling colony of seabirds. But every year, 100,000 Socotra cormorants gather here to breed. It's swelteringly hot, and only vigorous panting can prevent the birds from fatal overheating. This hardly seems a good place to rear young. But at least there are no land-based predators here. The only source of trouble is likely to be the neighbours. So each nest is built just beyond pecking reach. But what about food? There's only bare sand and the warm, shallow sea beyond. Neither seem likely to produce enough nourishment to support bird life on this scale. The answer is blowing in the wind. Sand, whipped up by shamals, offshore winds, blows into the seas of the Arabian Gulf. With the grains come nutrients, which act as fertilizer, and they transform the shallow sea into a rich fishing ground. So, paradoxically, it's the roasted sands of Arabia that prevent the Gulf from being another desert in the sea.